And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a proof to them. Jesus had healed a leper, proving that he has a restoring power like our Heavenly Father. Why then did Jesus give a two-part instruction to the man he cured of this loathsome skin disease? The healing miracle took place early in Jesus' ministry, at a time when large crowds or disruption by the religious authorities would make difficult the teaching of his disciples. Later, Jesus could not even go into the wilderness without people demanding that he teach, that he cure the sick, that he perform miracles such as feeding large crowds. Jesus did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law. As such, the laws concerning contagious skin diseases were as much to protect people as to serve as an example of our sin. Jesus had every reason to uphold Levitical laws concerning leprosy and other skin diseases. As Jesus fulfilled the law, he left the moral law in place to show us our need for a Savior. You and I cannot cure ourselves from the leprosy of sin. Only Jesus can cleanse us and declare us righteous in his sight. As redeemed sinners, we are also directed to the church, where God gives us his gifts of faith, forgiveness, and life everlasting. May our Lord grant us the faith to return to him in thanksgiving, gathering at his invitation and at his altar. Amen.